We're going to look at the fourth parasha, the fourth paragraph of Pritzadik on Parshas Lech Lecha, in the middle of that piece of Pritzadik. The Pritzadik is dealing with a Medrash Rabbah, Simin Mem Gimel. And the Medrash there, at first glance, seems to say that there's a difference of opinion between Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana and Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana in this Medrash Rabbah says that the wine that was given by Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem to Avram was wine that had no negative effect. In the words of the Medrash, normally wine has a negative effect. Kol yayin shekasuv b'Torah oiseh roishem. Chutz mizeh. But not in this case. This wine had no negative effect. Now, the parsha we read last week, of course, the wine that Noach drank had a very negative effect. The wine that Lot is going to drink in next week's parsha had a very negative effect. But here, no negative effect from the wine. All good. But Rabbi Levi says, Af ze lo yotzonu miyodo shemisham kara alav avodum ve'inu oisa. Rabbi Levi says, after this wine that Avram had given to him by Malki, it said that we read of the Bris Ben Avsarim, and we read of Avram being informed that terrible things are going to happen to his great-great-grandchildren. They're going to be enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. And somehow that connects to this wine, Rabbi Levi says. So, again, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says the wine is all good, no negative fallout. And Rabbi Levi says there is negative fallout, the Shibud in Mitzrayim. So we're on page Reish, in these editions of the Pritzadik, page Reish. On the left-hand column, about 10 lines from the bottom. V'kan dehoya od kodem shenimol. At this point, Avram Avinu was before Mila. V'loy zocha lemidas bakol. That which it says about Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu was Hashem Berech as Avram Bakol. At this point, he was not the complete Avraham. He's only Avram. He doesn't have Mila. Loi huter loi hayayin. At this point, that wine was really not to be his. So that this wine really does have something, a negative that can be associated with it. And that therefore, right after the Torah tells us about him receiving this wine, he also is told about the Shibud Mitzrayim. This is the opinion of Rabbi Levi. Then Rav Tzadik says, V'zeh she'omru, this that Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, Kol yayin she'kosov v'Torah o'yisir roshem chutz mizeh, she'mikol makom lo yotza takolo mimenu. Nothing happened that was negative because of the wine. The wine did not cause, as it did in the case of Noach, something terrible to happen to Avram Avinu, or as it happened that way in the case of Lot. But, as Rabbi Levi points out, the wine was not yet to be consumed. We'll see why. The yayin is the yayin of Geula. The yayin is the wine that celebrates Am Yisrael being Hashem's people. The yayin is like the yayin of the Pesach night, the Arba Kaisis. But this, that he, Avram Avinu, was drinking this wine, well, it was at a point in time where Avram was being told about the Shibud Mitzrayim, and it's about painful, difficult times of exile that he's being informed. And he's being informed about it at a point where he personally has not yet become Yisrael. the way Am Yisrael eventually becomes Yisrael. He is at a point in his life that is, so to speak, the parallel to the point in time when Am Yisrael is in Mitzrayim. So it's before the wine. And how is now he's going to explain all this. Let's see it inside. Shemikal makam lo yotza takol mimenu. So that these two opinions can be aligned one with the other, they can be reconciled because nothing bad happened because of the wine. But on the other hand, Rebbe Levi is saying that at this point in time, Avram Avinu is being informed of the terrible galus, and he is not the embodiment of Geula, he's not the embodiment yet of Yisrael after redemption. V'hatam, sha'af yayin zeh, hayu yayin the mitzvah. The reason why he was able to drink this wine, and the wine was not injurious to him, even though it was at a point in time when it's before real redemption, and Avram Avinu has not yet been told about, and he has not yet really experienced the fullness of his identity as the father of Israel, and so therefore he shouldn't be drinking the wine, but he's not damaged by the wine either, because this wine that Malki Tzedek gave him was wine of mitzvah. And that's why nothing bad happened to Avram Avinu. The Isa Beperish Rashi, B'Shem Medrash Agado, She'Romaz Loi, Al HaMenachas V'Al HaNesachim. That by giving Lechem and Yayin, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, gave Lechem and Yayin to Avram Avinu, this that he presented Avram with wine and bread, is because the bread is like the Karban Mincha, and the wine like the Nisuch HaYayin on the Mizbeach. V'Hainu Al Pima She'Amru, this is as Chazal teaches in Maseches Yoma, Haretzel L'Nasech Yayin Al Gabei HaMizbeach. Today we don't have a Mizbeach. Today we don't have a Mishkan or a Mikdash. If you would like to accomplish something that's equal to, that's tantamount to bringing a Karban Mincha, or bringing Yayin Nesach, I should say, Yayin Nesach sounds like it's Yayin Nesach of Avodah Zorah, of bringing Nisuch HaYayin, Yemalei Groinon Shel Talmidei Chachamim. Then the thing to do is Yemalei Groinon Shel Talmidei Chachamim Yayin. Give wine and provide wine to Talmidei Chachamim. Give wine to a Talmud Chacham, buy a good nice bottle of wine and give it to a Talmud Chacham and have him benefit for the Shabbos Kiddush and for the Simcha of Yayin brought to the Chacham is as great an accomplishment as if Nisuch HaYayin was performed on the Mizbeach. Ve'isa, it says in the Brachas Yud, Kol ha'arech, Talmidei Chachamim, Ma'ala l'vakosav ki'ilu makriv t'midin. That if you have Talmidei Chachamim at your table, it's like being makriv t'midin. Ve'hu, kishemachul Talmidei Chachamim basar, hu kimakriv t'midin, it's like bringing a carbon tamid. U'kishemachil lechem, hu kimakriv menachas. It's like bringing a carbon mincha. V'Avram Avinu Talmud Chacham Rishon Shkim Kalatura Kula Kadem Shenitna. Avram Avinu was a Talmud Chacham, the ultimate Talmud Chacham. He was Makayim Kalatura Kula, understanding what Akash Baruch Hu would want. Umeichin Lamad HaTaira. How did he learn Taira? Elonasu Beis Kli Yosef. His adrenals became Kimin Shtei Rabbanim. His adrenals guided him, inspired him. He knew and understood what the will of Hashem is. And he inexplicably understood what Torah would be and what the will of Hashem was. And he is fulfilling mitzvahs as if he had been commanded all of them. As we are taught in Bereshis Rabbah. He was the original, the first Talmud Chacham. When Shem ben Noach, that's Malki Tzedek, we identify him as Shem, Noach's son. Ramaz lo al menachas v'anasachim. Giving him bread and wine is a remez to the Karban Mincha of flour and the Nisuch Hayayin. V'zeh she'amar akasuv. That's why the Pasuk says, V'malki tzedek melech shalem. Hoitzi lechem v'yayin. Brought to Avram Avinu wine and bread. V'hu kayin lekel elyon. And he, Malki Tzedek, was a kayin to Hashem. Ulchaya hayalai laimar, it should have said it in the following order. Malki Tzedek melech shalim, v'hu kayin lekel elyon, hayitzi lechem v'yayin. Why does it interpose what he brought before telling us that he, Malki Tzedek was a Kohen. Ach, Perish HaKosev, it's a beautiful explanation. He says, it's brilliant. He says, Ach, Perish HaKosev, Vuhu Kohen. You know what made him a Kohen? Bringing this Lechem and Yayin to Avram Avinu, that is what made him tantamount to a Kohen. Shebesha Shehoitzi Lechem V'Yayin, Haya Oz Shem Kohen Lekel Elyon. That's what made him a Kohen. Like the Gemara says, you want to be a Kohen, you want to be like a Kohen who can bring carbon? Be ma'areach tamidei chachamim. Bring yayin to the Talmud Chacham. Shehoya ha'mechuvin shaloi. What Malki Tzedek wanted to accomplish was lahakriv the Talmud Chacham lechem v'yayin. Shenechshav kemenachas unesachim. V'hu bebechinas kayin amakriv. That's why this yayin was a yayin of great mitzvah, and no harm came to Avram Avinu from that yayin. And that's the point being made by Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. But as he continues, Amar Rabbi Levi, Bachakach Issa b'Medrash. But then the Medrash continues, Amar Rabbi Levi, Afze lo yotzonu miyadai. There is still something negative about this wine. Shemisham kara Allah v'avadim ve'inu aysam. In the aftermath of the war of the kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu and says, "You're a leader amongst men, and you're going to give rise to a great nation, and don't fear that you have destroyed others, or that you are vulnerable now, that others are going to see you as an antagonist, and they're, you know, you'll be threatened again and again. You know, when you win a war and you become a powerful person, so then at that point you'd almost say, well, now I'm destined to have to do battle my whole life. I'll have to defend my position. It's only downhill from here." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're going to become a great nation, but you have to know that first your people and your children's children will be enslaved in Egypt. So that happens right after this Lechem and Yayin are presented to Avram Avinu. Ubavada Sheina Perish Hayayin Gorim Golus Mitzrayim Lo'inish. It does not mean that the Yayin or anything that happened to Avram Avinu because of that wine resulted in the punishment of Golus. The punishment of Golus is not because of the yayin that Avram consumed. That's not what Rabbi Levi means. Rak, hu al derech masha amru, but we have to understand it in the manner in which we learn in Maseches Nedarim Lamed Beis, Mipneiman ne'nash Avram Avinu v'nishtabdu banav l'mitzrayim. For what reason? So one Mandi Yomer says, Mipnei she'osu angariya b'talmidei chachamim, because he used the young students of Torah, he used them as men of war. He did battle with them instead of leaving them to study their Torah. Another man, Amma says, "Mipnei shehifriz al midayis of shel Kadosh Baruch Hu." He questioned Hashem by asking, "Bama eda ki yerushana? How do I know that we are going to inherit the land? How do I know that we'll be able to hold on to the land?" Another man, Amma says, "Shehifriz bnei adam lehikaneis tachas kanfei hashchina." Avram's guilt was that those people who Melech Sodom wanted, Tein le'anefesh, v'aruchush kachloch, the people, the masses of people who had been set free by Avram Avinu in this battle, Avram should have taken them and he could have been megayer them, he could have brought them close to the service of Hashem. Instead, he apparently left them in Melech Sodom's hands. Whatever the guilt of Avram might be, but what does that have to do with the Jewish people having to suffer in Mitzrayim generations later? What did Am Yisrael generations later do that we should have suffered in Mitzrayim because of what Avram Avinu did or didn't do generations before? Ach be'emes, Golus Mitzrayim hoya l'toivas Yisrael. Golus Mitzrayim was a process, it was a formative step in bringing out holiness, and holiness and light have to come from darkness in Mitzrayim. Shehaya hachana l'matan Torah. U'kamei she'amru, like the Gemara in Brachas tells us, Gimel matanus tevis nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael v'chulun l'nastu ela al yidei Yisurin. Torah has to come with the Yisurin, has to come with great effort, and even with Golos Mitzrayim first, Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. Those three always come with great challenge. and by rising to the challenge. Valyuday Yisurin Shebegalus Mitzrayim Zachul Taira. And because of the Yisurin, and because of the holiness that comes out of the unholiness of Mitzrayim, Zachul Taira. Achaperish Shenena Shavram Avinu Alav Hashalom. So what does it mean that Avram Avinu was punished? That he was told, just knowing that his grandchildren will suffer. Shahaydi Eloi Golos Mitzrayim. Vavodom V'inu Oysam. At this point, Avram Avinu, where he has either, again, used these young men to do battle, or questioned God with Bama'eda, or he made the misstep of not trying to engage all of those souls who had been set free in the war. Whatever it might be, his punishment was Hashem Yisbarach telling him, your great-grandchildren are going to be enslaved. So the Gemara is arguing, why would Avram Avinu have to suffer hearing about this? What is it that Avram Avinu did wrong? Avram Avinu, as the father of our nation, he has, so to speak, in a sense, an identity that includes and incorporates all of Yisrael. He is Yisrael. V'gam hu nasa ezrach b'Yisrael, shenikra eisan ha'ezrachi, as he is called. K'mesh amru in the Gemara Bava Basra. V'nikra gam kein Yisrael, k'mesh amru b'Bereishis Rabbah. For instance, in Bereishis Rabbah we read, mehechan zochu Yisrael le'berchas kahanim. Why do the Jewish people deserve to have something so special that the kahanim can bless, and it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu blessing through the words of the kahanim? So Rabbi Yehuda there says, Me Avraham. It's because of Avraham. What's the proof? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, Ko yiyeh zaracha. And how do we bench Berchus Kahanim? Ko yisivarachu es b'nei Yisrael. Now, zaracha, b'nei Yisrael. Who are zaracha? The b'nei Yisrael. But that means they are the b'nei Avraham. So the Medrash implies that there's in Avram Avinu already the identity of being Yisrael. Avam mikal makam nikra tchila legerim, but he is at the same time the first of all gerim. Meaning, the fact that later Am Yisrael emerges from Mitzrayim is in a sense happening where he, Yisrael, emerges from Avram. V'zeh shahidiyo eloi bekan golos Mitzrayim. Telling Avram Avinu, you know, you're going to become a great nation. But right now, you're not only not the father of a great nation, Yitzchak's not born yet, you're not even Avraham, you're still Avram. You're not Gemalit, you don't have a Mila. You're in the state in which the Jewish people will be in before they are redeemed. The state of Avram Avinu at this time is before he becomes Avraham Avinu. And it's tantamount to him being in a state similar to the state in which Am Yisrael is in Mitzrayim before we become Am Yisrael. So this is before redemption. And that's why Hashem Yisbarach is telling him, there's going to be suffering. There's going to be 400 years, Arba Me'ez Shana, until finally the people, Yisrael, will emerge. Now here he says an unbelievable interpretation of which of course literally means the wealth of Mitzrayim that we took with us when we left. But then he says, when you see the word Gadol in the Torah, it's referring to the Midah of Atika Kadisha, specifically in the Midah of Keser, the crown of royalty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by telling Avram Avinu that we will leave Berechush Gadol, he is saying you're going to leave with a special connection to Hashem, to Atika Kadisha. V'hainu shemekusharin b'sheirish. You are bound up, your children's children's children, B'nai Yisrael, will be connected to Hashem in a very special way. V'zeh harechush gadol shehitziyu mimitzrayim. That's the wealth we took with us from Mitzrayim. The identity of being Yisrael, becoming Yisrael. That's the Rechush Gadol. Shenizbaru Sham al Yedei HaEser Makos. By having gone through a process of 10 Makos that affected Mitzrayim but not us, B'chol HaEser Midos. We are able to leave with all 10 of the Midos as a people capable of living with all the Midos and bringing out all of the holiness that man is capable of bringing out in this world. Shebechol maka yotzu Yisrael mimida achas beklipa sheyesh gam kein eser zel umazeh. The midos are 10 versus 10 makos, corollary to the makos of the 10 midos, and with each of them, with each maka, as we were moving and progressing toward freedom, we were progressing toward becoming the nation that would manifest all of the midos in holiness. V'nichnasu b'kedusha b'mida achas, and then we become kadosh. Leaving Mitzrayim, al derech masha amru bezera kadosh, negayf le Mitzrayim, v'rafay li Yisrael. The pasuk in Yeshayahu reads, "V'nagaf Hashem es Mitzrayim, negayf v'rafay." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave tremendous magefas, tremendous pains and suffering brought upon the Egyptians. V'rafay. Now v'rafay means and healing. They weren't healed. Oh, now of course they weren't healed. The more the Mitzrayim suffered, the more the Jewish people were made holy. In other words, the process of the Makos was that with each Makah, Am Yisrael became not only more potentially free, but each Makah bringing Egypt down has in it the corollary of bringing Israel up. As the Mitzrayim suffer, Am Yisrael becomes spiritually more free, less entangled in Mitzrayim, more distant from Mitzrayim, closer to Hashem. V'chein matzinu shetikne chachamenu zal dalet kaisis lepesach. Now we're getting to the point of Rebbe Levi. When it comes to leaving Mitzrayim, we are celebrating with dalet kaisis. Af shehu shir shichrus. Drinking 4 cups of wine is way beyond what it takes to get drunk. Many people, by the way, you know, really find it difficult to drink arba kaisis. But of course, it's over the course of a long meal and over the night, so maybe that's why it doesn't affect us. But drinking 4 cups of wine can easily put a person out. It can inebriate a person. As the Gemara says, in the Gemara in Ksuvis, that if a woman drinks 4 cups of wine, afilu chamor tevas, she could end up losing her mind, even committing an act of bestiality. V'lama tiknu shir shichrus. Why would they want us to drink that much wine? Ach b'yitzias Mitzrayim shenizbaru Yisrael b'maka asiris shehem b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. With the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, after that 10th maka, we become b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. It's clear in every way we are at that point fully HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen children. Haino shek kosher u'b'ni means haino shek kosher b'shayrish. We are bound up with Hashem. We are literally like his children, as it says in the Sefer by the Rama Mipanu, Rav Nachum Azariah Mipanu, in the Sefer Asara Memorah, says, Nefesh Av Mazal Leben. The Nefesh of a father decides the Mazal of the Ben. Umazla, Hainu Atika, Kamesha Amru, as we read in the Zera Kaddish, Mazla, meaning the concept of a certain Mazal for Yisrael. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Mazal Yisrael. So if it says that there's Mazla, so it's referring to Atika Kaddish, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are bound up with Hashem. We become fully bound up with Hashem beginning that night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'lachayin ba ha-mitzvah b'yayin b'shir shichrus. Shehu gam kein b'kedusha. Earlier in this piece, Rav Tzadik has shown how there is a concept of drinking, and drinking to excess, where it is of a holy nature. When the brothers and Yosef drink together, and Chazal explained that for 22 years they had not ever, neither one, neither Yosef alone nor they, had ever had that amount of wine. This that they drank together was because they were coming together in a holy way, holier than they even realized, and that was what we would call shichrus b'kedusha. V'Avram Avinu shehayu kolul by Knesset Yisrael shal zeh nemar ve'escha l'goy gadol. Avram Avinu, who is the embodiment, in a sense, who personifies singularly by himself all of the Jewish people, all of Yisrael, zocha gam kein lemidas gedula umilas gadol meira ad hashayrish. By saying the word gadol, eschol legoy gadol, Hashem is telling him, you are going to be with me. Remember, nothing is gadol but Hashem. When it says gadol, gadol means Hashem. Gadol doesn't just mean big. Gadol means infinite. Gadol means aktika kadisha. Infinite beyond time and space. So if you are going to be Gadol, Gadol means you are going to be connected to Hashem, Avram Avinu. That's because he is Yisrael embodied. Ach, Kevin Shazeh, Zacharak, Ach, Akach, Kishabo Bayamim. But this that Avram Avinu is in that Madrega, this that Avram Avinu is fully, let us say, actualized as the embodiment of Yisrael, that's after he has Mila. That's after he has Yitzchak. That's when the Torah says, Va'avraham zokein bo ba'yomim v'Hashem berach es Avraham ba'kol. That's later. But at this point he is still like the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Not yet emerged. Not yet Yisrael. Only then, Ach, Kevin Shazer, Zocher, Rak, Ach, Kach, Kishababa Yomim, Venikra, Ezrach, Be Yisrael. Vekan, Koidim, Hamilo, Loizocha, Adayin, Loze. Veloizocha, Lemidas, Bakol. He doesn't have Mila. He doesn't have his own Shlemus. He doesn't have Yitzchak. He hasn't begun to create the great nation. He is not yet fully the embodiment of Yisrael. So at this point, at this point, HaGadosh Baruch Hu says, you, like you are now, you are going to have a child, and a child's child, and children after that, and they will be like you are now, incomplete, not yet whole, and not yet holy, and not yet fully connected to me, but you will become whole. And they will become whole. When you become whole, it'll be because it says, His halech lefanai veheye samim. You'll become a whole person after the Mila. And then you'll have Yitzchak. And then you'll become the embodiment of Yisrael. But now, you're not yet there. And therefore, now it's the right time for me to tell you, there'll be a time when your children's children will not yet be there. They will have to suffer and work their way out of that golus of Mitzrayim. They'll have a few mitzvahs to help them in the final analysis. It's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings them out, but they'll have the mitzvahs that they have to do on Pesach night that will cause them to have the worthiness to be taken and to become Yisrael. V'zeh kavonas Rabbi Levi. That's all that Rabbi Levi means. Shelo yotzanu reik mizeh. There is something not positive about the wine, that yayin, that Malkit Tzedek gave Avram. Shenemar loy, because immediately after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Avram, you should know, yedu ateida, ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lelehem, va'avadum ve'inu aysam. You should know, your children's children will suffer in Mitzrayim. Va'adayin einoy ra'uy lahayayin. You're drinking wine now. But it's before you really are worthy of drinking the wine. The wine symbolizes freedom, the cherus of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The wine symbolizes the coming together of Am Yisrael and God, the unitary relationship that we have with Him. The wine symbolizes that we are mekusharin, that we are connected b'sheirish. At our root, we are connected with Hashem. That's the Rechush Gadol. You're not up to it yet. You're not up to it yet. That's all Rabbi Levi is pointing out. That at this point in time, he's drinking the wine, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, yes, but you're not there yet. That's Rabbi Levi's point. U'mikal mokim kosuz v'atera, ha'itzi lechem v'yayin, v'hu kayin, l'kel elyon, v'al ze'amru b'medrash, halachas or Hilchas Kehuna Gedayla Gilulai. He's teaching him the halachas of Kehuna Gedayla. Lechem ze lechem aponim, yain elu hanesachim. As we said, that's the point being made by Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. It's all good. Because after all, Avram Avinu, the first Talmud Chacham, he certainly will be the embodiment of the holiness of Israel. As we have said, both Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana's interpretation of the events and Rabbi Levi's interpretation of the events, both are true. Both are true. They're not arguing in that Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah. So again, just to review, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana in the Medrash Rabbah says this was the consumption of wine that was so holy, and there was no negative fallout from this consumption of wine. Rabbi Levi says, but in the aftermath of this wine, Avram Avinu was told the terrible news, and there was this terribly negative effect, so to speak. Va'avodim ve'inu aysam, Hashem told him. So Rav Tzaddik says these are reconciled. They're reconciled because it's true that Avram Avinu was not yet the embodiment of Yisrael. He had not yet his milah. He had not yet given rise to Yitzchak. He was not yet v'Hashem bereches Avraham bakol. And therefore the yayin that he drank, so to speak, was premature. It was premature for him to have that yayin. Because at this point, he was the embodiment of Israel before we became Am Yisrael. He's the embodiment of Israel in Mitzrayim, before the Geula. And that's why he is told at this point in time, but he is, after all, the first Talmud Chacham. He is a person who, if you give him lechem and yayin, it's like a kohen presenting the korban mincha and the nisach hayayin to Hashem. So therefore, when he is given this bread and wine, there's no negative fallout. It was a great mitzvah, as Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says correctly. So these are both two legitimate opinions. They're both to be reconciled. This was a historic moment, a moment in which Avram Avinu is receiving Yayin and being treated like that great Talmud Chacham that he is. Yes, but it's still a moment in time where he's not yet fully the embodiment, the personification of Yisrael, the nation. He will be. So Hashem at this point tells him, and it's as a punishment that he is told, there will be suffering. Your children will suffer. And that is, therefore, a way of reminding him that you're having the yayin, but there will be a time when the yayin will be fully, properly, yayin of Kedusha, shichrus of Kedusha, even an excess of wine that's holy. That will be when your children's children's children leave Mitzrayim. That will come. That will come. So this great amount of revelation to Avram Avinu includes what we would call the destiny of both Golus and Geula. And in fact, even in receiving this wine the way he did from Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, he is being told at the same time, Va'avodim Ve'inu Aysam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, there's a process. You are headed toward the Geula, and you will become, like your people will become, Yisrael. But there's a process. And unfortunately, to get there, there's a painful process that will have to be endured. But it will be. And Am Yisrael will emerge from you. And the E'eschol Agoy Godol, Godol meaning where you are great and connected to the Great One, that will happen. And it will happen from you. But it lies yet ahead in the future. It is going to come. And then eventually it does, It comes to Avraham Avinu. He has the Mila. He has Yitzchak. And then the Pasuk says, Berach es Avraham Bakol. At that point, he is the embodiment of Yisrael. And at that point, he is the personification of what will be, eventually, the great nation that will emerge from Mitzrayim and that will receive Torah.